for the pious people.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina al-Mustafa. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala ahlihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd. We now come to the section that discusses or deals with the barzakh itself, the world of the graves itself. We had discussed how the person, when he's passing away, what type of treatment he is given, etc. Then after he passes away, what happens to the soul, how it goes to the court of Allah, all that. And now we are going to discuss the barzakh itself, the world of the grave, the different things that happen in the grave, and also the different people who are not questioned in the grave, all the different things with regards to the qabr. So Hazrat Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala says that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since you have told me about the voice of Munkar and Nakir. Munkar and Nakir, generally when we talk about two angels coming to question us in the qabr, so in our eye or in the mind, we may picture two little fairies with some wings there coming down in the qabr and they're going to question us. So this Munkar and Nakir, when they will come into the qabr, now obviously we mustn't picture the qabr to be like what we see it. Like now we just see that 6 foot deep hole. That is not what the qabr is. When Munkar and Nakir come, they will fill the space between the skies and the earth. That's how huge they will be. Then as you learn in the next hadith, that they are black in color, dark in color. And they got blue eyes, like frightful, you know, like frightful features. And their voice is like thunder. When they speak, it is like thunder. This is their voice. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he explained it to Ma'aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that since you explained to me about the voice of Munkar and Nakir and the grave pressing its inmate, every person that goes into the qabr, whether he be a believer or a non-believer, the qabr is going to press him. The qabr will press this person, each person, whoever it is. When he goes into the qabr is going to press the person. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that since you told me about this, nothing is consoling me. I am so worried about this questioning of Munkar and Nakir and about this qabr squeezing us, that nothing can console me. This worry is finishing me up. He said, you know, the thing we must learn from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum is their yaqeen on the akhirat. Yaqeen. We now, if we haven't got money to pay the rent end of the month, now that will put us in a pareshani. Because we understand the reality of it. If I don't pay my rent, I may get kicked out of my house. So that will put us into a pareshani. If in the house there is no potatoes to cook the curry, that will put the lady in a pareshani. She's getting visitors and there's no potato to put in a curry. Big problem. Very, very big problem to her it is. So that will give her pareshani. Now she won't be able to function. But the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom, look at, now when they learnt about this, the questioning of Munkar and Nakir, the pressing in the qabr, now she couldn't rest. She said, now nothing can console me. I'm so worried about this. Because they had the true yaqeen that this is going to take place. With us now, how many times we heard this? Yeah, well, Munkar and Nakir, they're going to come question, their qabr is in a squeeze. one of those things, we just listen to it like fairy tale and we carry on. We don't really ponder over the reality of it. How am I going to survive that? How am I, you know, how am I going to take the pain? We always say that in this dunya, if we just take our finger, sometime, you know, the finger just gets caught in the door or something. How it pains, just the tip of the finger gets squeezed in the door or something. How it pains. Imagine the qabr squeezing the entire body. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that one hadith sharif, where he actually interlocked his fingers and he said the ribs of one side will interlock with the ribs of the other side. That's how a person will be squeezed. So Ma'aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, this got her extremely worried that how am I going to, you know, experience this? So she told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to her. He said, Ya Aisha, the voice of Munkar and Nakir, their voice is like thunder. But the voice of Munkar and Nakir in the ears of the mu'mineen, in the ears of a believer, will be like ismid, like surma in the eyes. Like how surma in the eyes, it delights the eyes. Surma in the eyes, it delights the eyes. It is a little bit burning. Little bit burning you feel first, after that it is delightful, it delights the eyes. So the believer, the voice of Munkar and Nakir will be like how surma is to the eyes. The voice of Munkar and Nakir to the ears of a believer will be like how surma is to the eyes. And then he told her, and the pressing in the grave for a believer. Look at how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains. He said the pressing of the grave for a believer will be like that of a compassionate mother to whom her child complains of a headache and she softly presses his head. So the mother also presses the head of the child, but what is the niyat of the pressing of the head? To give the child some relief. So the qabr, when it will press a believer, that will be how it will press the believer, very, very gently, and to give the believer relief, it will press. It's like how we embrace a person to make a person feel welcomed. That is how the grave will embrace a believer. But when the grave will press the kafir, then it will be like those wrestlers, how they want to squeeze the life out of the next person, like that. But for the believer, it will be like an embrace of love, an embrace of muhabbat, of affection. But, Ya Aisha, woe to those who doubt the existence of Allah Ta'ala and those who complain about His commands. They will be pressed in their graves like a stone put on an egg and pressed. Now does that egg stand any chance? You take a big boulder and press it on the egg. Does that egg stand any chance against the boulder? So that will be for the kuffar, the disbelievers, and people who complain about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second hadith sharif, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala who narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a Muslim banda is buried, the grave says to him, Marhaba, Marhaba, Ahlan. Like how in this dunya, you go somewhere and you say, Ahlan wa sahlan. So like that, the grave will tell this person, Marhaba, Ahlan, welcome, welcome. You were the most beloved to me from amongst all those who walked on the surface of me. You were the most beloved to me. From all those who walked on the surface of me, you were the most beloved to me. Today when I have been made your servant, when I have been made your servant now, and you have come to me, you will observe my dealing with you. You will see how I treat you, how I deal with you. Hence it expands for him as far as his eyes can see. And it opens for him a door to Jannah, a door to paradise. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this also, that the qabr is either a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah, This is for the pious people. Or it is a pit from amongst the pits of Jahannam for the sinful people.